Hungarian novelist Imre Kertész has won this year's Nobel Prize in Literature. The Swedish Academy, which selects the winners, cited the 72-year-old author and Holocaust survivor for, quote, writing that upholds the fragile experience of the individual against the barbaric arbitrariness of history. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Until the Swedish Academy made its announcement this morning, Kertész's work was nearly unknown in the U.S. 11 of his books have been translated into German, 4 into French, and 5 into Swedish, but only 2 into English. Imre Kertész was born in Budapest in 1929. When he was 14, he was sent to Auschwitz, then Buchenwald, where he remained until the end of the war. Beyond that, there's not a lot of available biographical information. University of Georgia scholar Katerina Wilson did the 2 English language translations of Kertész's work, along with her husband Christopher. She says the author is gentlemanly, always smiling, and intensely private.
We tried to interview him for some sort of a bio to precede the novel, and it was impossible. I mean, he is a delightful person. I genuinely enjoyed spending time with him. But he doesn't want to talk about himself. I mean, the only objective data I got was that, you know, he works all the time, that he has a little apartment aside from the one he lives in with his wife, and he goes there early in the morning and works all day until he returns back home.
Reticence, Kertész has said, is a key attribute of the author. The hardest task I can imagine, he wrote, is to talk about myself. For a novelist, the first-person singular can only be valid if this me equals everyone. A teenager much like Kertész is the narrator of his first novel, known in English as Fateless. He's interned in Nazi camps. Writer Susan Sontag says for years she's championed it as one of the great neglected masterpieces of the 20th century.
It's told in the first person, but there is something wrong with him. There's something wrong with the way he takes everything in. He is determined in some way, in some very deep unconscious way, not to take in the full horror of it. So for the reader, because he is describing what he sees and what he experiences, it becomes more horrible.
Imre Kertész brings that character back in 2 novels set after the war. In Kaddish for a Child Not Born, the only other Kertész novel that's available in English, he intones the Jewish prayer for the dead for the child he refuses to bring into a world in which the Holocaust could happen. Translator Christopher Wilson reads the end of the novel.
I look around me horrified. I want to flee, but something holds me back. Under my feet, the sewer lines roar as if the filthy flow of memories tried to break out of its hidden channels to sweep me away. Let it pass, I'm prepared. In my last great effort to pull myself together, I have presented my frail and stubborn life. I have presented it so that with the baggage of this life in my raised hands, I may go, and in the dark stream of the fast-flowing black warmth, I may drown. Lord God, let me drown. Forever. Amen.
The Wilsons say that translating Kertész's work is daunting. His topics are dark, and his language is, in the words of the Swedish Academy, reminiscent of a thick-set hawthorn hedge.
You don't realize how difficult it is to find a publisher for a text like that.
Maybe not anymore.
Imre Kertész will receive his prize of just over $1 million on December 10th in Stockholm. The Wilsons' English translations of his novels are available from Northwestern University Press. Rick Carr, NPR News.